Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Kia. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with J.P. Finley.
What up, everybody? Redskins Talk Podcast. It is Friday. We have been at rookie minicamp. Taylor has a microphone. Taylor, how are you, buddy?
Doing great.
Taylor's always great. We got quite a crew here. Pete Haley is here.
What's up, guys?
We're going to hear less from Pete than we do normally because Mitch isn't here to mute him, but he's trying to share a microphone with Taylor. We know how that goes. We have Mr. Chick Hernandez here. Chick, what's up, dude?
People of Earth, how are you?
All right. Set the scene. We are on the picnic tables outside of the Redskins Media Annex. It's a beautiful day. We got the highway behind us. What road is it, Taylor?
Gloucester Boulevard.
Gloucester Boulevard. Loudon Waters over there, cranking out water. We're good. I want to be clear on this. Let's talk news first. The Ari Quanjo thing is more important than anything that happened at rookie camp.
Yes.
I reported this morning that Ari Quanjo suffered a torn quad.
Ding, ding.
The team has confirmed that, and they're looking to get a second opinion. Maybe an MRI could reveal something different, but I highly doubt it. This is bad news for Ari Quanjo. This is bad news for the Redskins. They had signed Sean Laval prior to the injury, but we were talking about the Laval-Quanjo training camp battle. I don't think it's going to happen. If the quad is torn, like sources have told me, he ain't playing in 2018. That's a really, really hard injury.
No, he will not. And, will they – I kind of speculated when I was talking about the compensatory draft picks the other day. I said, well, might they trade a 2019 pick? They have 11 of them now. If they could find a veteran guard to come in and fill that spot. So that might be something to look for. I don't know if they were really anxious to do it when they had Quanjo and Laval.
100 people were hitting us up on Twitter about Zane Beatles.
I said a competent veteran guard is what I meant.
Wow. Taylor throwing shots.
All in there, Tico.
I think the Ty Nsekhe experiment starts to make a little more sense. But here's the thing, man. We don't even know how healthy Ty is. And you got Trent's banged up coming off surgery.
How healthy is Laval, for that matter?
Right. Trent's off surgery. Moses off surgery. Nsekhe off surgery. Laval off surgery. I don't think you can afford to move Jerron Christian at this point. You got to develop him at tackle. It's too early to say they're in trouble, but this is a bad injury at a bad time.
It's a horrible time. And after last year and the decimation that took place with this franchise, you sit there and think, all right, what black cloud is sitting over top of us? And by the way, is it Jaron or Jerron? It is Jerron, because the PR staff is calling him Jaron.
I heard that, too. Yeah. Are we sure it's with an N and not a D? Does anybody have the roster with them?
It's definitely an N.
Okay.
All right. So. You said it's too early to say they're in trouble.
Damn, Taylor gave up the mic. Chick, you see that?
I know.
He stole it.
I had to pry it from his hands.
That's the only way you get it.
You said it's too early to say they're in trouble, left guard. I don't even think it's too early to say it. They were kind of in trouble with Quanjo. Now that he's not there, the cupboard is really bare, and it's May.
Yeah, I fear that we're making too big of a deal out of left guard also. I think it's not the end of the world. If you look at if the Redskins' biggest problem is left guard, they should be in pretty good shape.
Yeah, the Falcons a couple of years ago got to the Super Bowl and had a 28-3 lead in the third quarter with Chris Chester playing left guard for them.
If you want to pay Kyle Smith,
a guy that was cut,
Doug Williams, the money they're supposed to be making, then they're going to find somebody that can play the position.
And maybe one of the guys here develops. I mean, who the hell knows, man? It's May.
Try to pick.
Ari's hurt. Probably not coming back. That's bad news. Don't freak out quite yet. We all agree on that?
Yep.
Correct.
All right.
I say kind of freak out.
Millennials, dude.
I shouldn't have given him the microphone.
All right, let's do this. I'm drinking a cheer wine. Chick, what are you eating?
Broccoli.
Looks awesome. It smells good, though. What is that, some Asian sauce?
38 pounds since last August. I'll keep doing it. Thanks.
Good for you, man. Tanner, you drinking water
drinking
as always?
I'm drinking water and was not offered a Reese's Cup from Pete.
Pete was giving out candy.
I literally held it up in front of the table and said, does anyone want a
These
Reese's Cup?
These two fighting
cup?
Over the
very
mic
true.
Is a great
very
bit.
Very true. Very true.
AJ ate one of the Reese's Cups. What, do you have cheesy crackers?
I have peanut butter crackers. I'll crack them out. If
those
I need
are the
to.
Best
it's
golf
the
course
best,
snack.
The best snack.
Period.
I go to a gas station. It's the only thing I buy.
Best snack on a golf
they're
course, period.
They're so cheap, too. And they feel
very AJ, they're a redneck snack.
Whoa, Tanner, I love those
things. Redneck?
All right.
There's nothing wrong with being called a redneck in my book.
Let's go to the voice of – there's nothing wrong with being called a redneck in my book, says Rich Tanner. Let's go to the always voice of reason, our guy AJ Ataye, who's our producer on Redskins 100. Really level-headed Redskin fam. Ari Quanjo likely out for the year. How freaked out are you?
I mean, they already didn't have a good plan at that position heading into the season, and now your plan A for the good plan just went down. I mean, I don't know. We talked about it on the show the other day, how Ari actually looked well, did a decent job kind of filling in towards the end of the season when he was injured. He looked competent. He, at the very least, looked like a competent guy who could play that position. And now that he's gone, I mean, what's your status now? Are you hoping someone gets cut? You pick up a veteran who has experience at the position?
Trade one of those 11 draft picks.
It's too early to be worried, man.
Don't have to trade
really
now.
Really going to count on Nsekhe to step in and maybe change positions and take that on full time, being 6'7", 6'8", however tall
I tell
he is?
I was kind of big on the Nsekhe to guard train earlier. I tell you what, Jeremiah Christian, you don't want
Chick
him
Hernandez
playing this
his first sip of cheer wine. Here we go.
It's like a Mr. Pibb.
Okay,
it's like
I wasn't
cherry
in
Coke-ish.
The middle of making a point or anything.
Sorry, go ahead, Tor.
But go ahead, Christian. You don't want him playing
respect
this year,
for rednecks,
unless you absolutely have to. I think you want to keep Nsekhe at tackle. Maybe he can fill in there some. But I think you have to have a solution in addition to Sean LaValle. Tony Bergstrom.
What about Callis?
Callis, Catalina.
Kyle Callis.
Catalina, really? Stop it.
Catalina wine mixer.
How much better would a free agent, like a, not specifically him, but like a Jari Evans off the street, like a veteran type, how much of an upgrade do you think they would be over the guys they already having?
I think LaValle was probably about the best on the street.
And he knows
him.
The system already. And the people here, the coaches here, the strength staff, the players here believe Sean is a good player. Right. And there's value in that in the locker room. I know that fans don't, but when Sean has been healthy, he's been – above average.
He's been out there, as we said, a couple of weeks ago.
Maybe a little personal pride is in play, too. He's certainly heard everybody talking about how the lack of talent at that position. Maybe it spurs him. He was a very good player for a while in his career.
You guys talk about my lack of talent all the time. It does not motivate me to play harder or produce harder.
All right,
hopefully
we're moving
it does for
on.
Sean.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Let's ride together.
All right, it is rookie camp. It's time to talk about rookies. Tanner, give me one guy that stood out for you today.
I'm going to go, guys, even though he went inside about halfway through before they even did 7-on-7s.
Yeah, let me
it was
do
a
that.
Lot of, set that up. It was a lot of individual drills to begin with, back and forth, a little bit of lining up against each other. And then they did one session about 10 minutes of 7-on-7s. By that time, guys had gone up, and Jay said it wasn't an injury. Don't worry, because Deron Payne went up, Hamilton went up. Just wanted to get him in the weight room. Wanted to look at the tryout guys and the other players because they know what he can do.
So what did guys do that stood out for you?
He was just, you know what, the one thing I liked about, he was first in line for every single drill. He would, like, cut in front of guys to be the first one to take the handoff, take the bags. And just looking, you know, it's hard to say without pads on, without getting, you know, no contact at all. But he was very fluid, very smooth. Definitely looked like a natural NFL running back.
And Gruden called him a ball of energy. All right, Pete, your turn. You'll get your turn, AJ. Jeez.
I was going to say, just on what Rich just said on Geis, Gruden said in his press conference, first guy in the room, first guy to open up a playbook was Darius Geis.
Pete, go.
Tim Settle stood out just because of how massive he was.
He's carrying a lot of weight.
Yeah, man. I can't tell if that's, like, the weight he should be at, because I know Trevor Maddich says there's a specific weight he needs to be at for him to really be a hell on wheels, is what he called him. So I don't know if he's over that weight or if he's that weight now, but that's a big dude, and he will add some size in the middle of the line.
Geis, he was overpowering dudes when they were doing one-on-ones.
Yeah, and you always tell me to watch O-line drills. So I like to just go watch receivers. I watched Jerron Christian stand some guys up. Granted, they're no-name guys who literally have no names on their jerseys, but he looks pretty stout on a couple. And one more thing on Darius Geis. Yeah, it's May, and they're not wearing pads, but he just looks like a guy who's not going to be fun to tackle at all. He runs.
He's thick.
He's
dude.
Thick. He runs hard. It's going to be – good luck to the NFC. It's not going to be fun.
AJ, if your guy isn't Quinn Blanding, I'm kicking you out of this picnic table.
My guy is Trey Quinn. Somebody
stole
who.
My guy.
I'm sorry. We could all be Trey Quinn. Rich and I were like right next to Trey as wide receivers were running some drills, and he made a defensive back fall. I think he made two different guys fall. His route running is so crisp. That guy can go from 100% speed to stopping on a dime like a veteran receiver. He doesn't look like a guy who. Typical guy that you see out at a rookie camp like this. He did let a ball go through his hands like halfway through some of those like 7-on-7 drills, but for the most part, that guy looks like he belongs.
All right, you stole my guy. The other thing I'll say about Trey Quinn is I got an interview with him afterwards, and that dude has the meanest handshake I've ever seen. Did anybody shake hands with him? That was no joke, dude. All right, my guy is going to be John Kling, who is not a rookie. Tandler, he is a second-year invitee. How's that work?
Yeah, if you haven't played like much. Like, he was on the practice squad basically all of last year.
Kling is massive. And if you're looking for a guy that maybe you try to develop, you know, we keep talking about the problems at left guard. This is the second year Kling's going to be around working with Kavanaugh.
Third year in the NFL.
Right.
So, it's like now or never for a guy like
that.
Right,
but that's kind of what happened with Ty Nsekhe. Nsekhe bounced around three different defunct arena leagues. Right. So I don't know that you give up on – a guy that has the size of Kling. He's huge. And then, you know, watching him in these drills, he looked good, but it's hard to take too much from that. Generally, the guys that had been in training camp, like Andre Pipkins looked really good, but he was in training camp all last year. All right, Chick, you're up.
Aptitude from Apke. I love Troy Apke. Just the speed alone can make up for some things, but just watching him move, and I talked to him afterwards, you know, we likened it to studying for finals, you're cramming for tests, this whole process. They come in last night, they have meetings, they meet in the morning, they go over stuff, and then you got to put it out on the field. And he didn't have a problem doing that. And then I said, look, you're also wearing number 30, the dirty 30. A guy named Brian Mitchell wore that. He kind of, his eyebrows raised up, and he said he hoped to you know, wear it with, keep the number prestigious. So I like that kid. Made some moves today on the wideouts. And was able to adjust to a pass inside outside pretty quickly. That was impressive.
Yeah, he's got good makeup speed.
No question.
I asked him, he's also a guy who, and you know, you would think that everybody that comes in that's a fourth round pick and below understands the importance of special teams. He understands the importance of special teams.
Oh, yeah.
That's how he's going to get
they ran
make the
a lot
team.
Of
that's how he's
going to
be active.
Yes. Did you notice that?
Like, yeah, it was a lot of punt.
Yeah.
And
where they
hopefully
they're
going to work on kickoffs tomorrow.
Right. Well, we won't be here to watch.
Knows.
But, yeah. All right. It's a Fast Friday pod. So anybody have notes, anything else they want to share? The one thing I noticed, and I tweeted out the video, it's pretty damn funny. Tom Sula's working with Deron Payne, and they're jumping over bags, which is a pretty standard D-line drill just to try to, like, keep your feet, you know, in the mess that is the line of scrimmage. So Tom Sula's doing it with Daron Payne, and they look like they're dancing kind of, like hopping around together. And I noticed that Jay Gruden and Minuski are right there watching. Gruden doesn't do a lot of watching the defensive line practice. Jay's usually over there with the offense, but I think he's watching his first-round horse. Go ahead, AJ.
Last thing I'll add, I've talked a lot already. If we're looking for the Marco Mitchell preseason, offseason superstar. Camp hero. This year's guy, I think, is going to be Simi Cobbs. He's a big boy. He looked the part. I didn't see really him play. I didn't see him do anything that stood out. But at least that guy standing there looked like a giant NFL
good,
wide receiver.
Good coming off the bus. Wide receiver, right?
Yeah. Good off the bus. Okay. Chick, any notes?
Nope, I'm good. Broccoli was good. Pod was good.
That's how you do it, folks. If anybody from our 10 a.m. call listens to what Chick just did, when you don't have anything to say, don't say anything. Right. Pete, anything to add?
This is my first time at the picnic table. I hope it's not my last.
Chandler, notes, anything?
Nope. I think we went over everything.
Tell everybody what to do.
Subscribe, listen. That's the main thing. I'll start with listen, subscribe.
But if they're at this point in the podcast, they've probably already listened.
Well, but listen again. I mean, listen as a habit.
All right.
Subscribe. And leave reviews. Unfortunately, you know, we're getting into, hey, we would love to be able to do it someplace off of iTunes or Apple Podcasts, but that's where it's at.
Yep, that's the rules. All right, thank you guys very much for listening. This is Friday. We'll be back next week. As always, if you made it this far,
go Caps.
How about that?
Wait,
we'll end
wait,
it.
No, let's see if AJ knows.
Go Caps. AJ, if you made it this far?
Nothing. I got nothing.
Good to see you guys listen to the podcast regularly.
It's your voice at the end of the podcast saying it and laughing.
No idea.
I-O-U-A.
Nothing.
Screw yourselves. It's
definitely AJ's last invite. All right, later, guys.
I owe you a beer.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Kia of Alexandria. Let's ride together.